Welcome to What's With The Weirdness. I'm your host, Julianne McLarney, and today some of the weird news headlines we'll be discussing include a beaver who wandered into a Toronto subway station, a package-stealing squirrel in Chicago, a trespassing deer in a Wisconsin nursing home, and a black bear who decided to take a dip in a Tennessee cabin's hot tub. Now, back to that beaver in Toronto. And of course, being that it's in Canada, it's not surprising that we have beavers who are getting a bit more brave as time goes on. Now, according to the report, an entrance to a Toronto subway station had to be temporarily closed Thursday morning when a beaver managed to wander into the building. A commuter said that he arrived at the Royal York subway station Thursday morning, and what he thought was originally a groundhog was wandering the concourse near the Glenview entrance. The commuter stated that he didn't see the tail initially, so he thought it was just a groundhog. But then when it turned around, he saw the big tail and he recognized it from the Canadian nickel. And the commuter snapped some pictures of the beaver, and these pictures were later posted on Twitter by his wife. The Toronto Transit Commission said that the entrance to the subway station had to be temporarily closed so that the proper authorities could come to the scene and try to remove the beaver. And it was interesting that the Toronto Transit Commission nicknamed the animal Rascal, while the Toronto Animal Services, who collected the beaver, dubbed it Nickel in honor. That would be odd if they ordered the nickel. They dubbed it Nickel in honor of the beaver's image on Canadian nickels. However, as amusing as it might have been for the people who witnessed this beaver in the subway station, it wasn't necessarily the same for Mr. Rascal or Nickel, because the poor beaver was obviously completely terrified and stressed out that there are so many people around. But according to Toronto Animal Services, the beaver was very healthy with clear eyes and slapping its tail, which were all signs of a well-off beaver. And thankfully, there was a happy ending, because Nickel the beaver was later released into the Humber River, which I would assume is nearby to where he or she was found. So that's always a good thing. Next up, we have a squirrel in Chicago who decided to get a bit bold and steal a package in broad daylight without any sense of remorse, even though there was a family across the street from where this squirrel stole the package and even got him on video stealing the package. Now, this family was sitting on their front porch when they witnessed an unusual package theft when they saw a squirrel grabbing a parcel and taking it onto the roof of that building. Now, a woman by the name of Noemi Gutierrez said that she was on her front porch with her family in Avondale when they spotted a squirrel approaching an Amazon package that had only just been dropped off to a building across the street from their home. The woman's mother actually recorded a video of the squirrel grabbing the package and carrying it to the roof of the building. Gutierrez told the Block Club Chicago that they were laughing and just couldn't believe that they were seeing this. Now, she also said that the same squirrel who stole the package was the animal that stole her tortillas from her porch earlier this month. And she also said that she just wanted to know how many packages are up there on the roof or between the cracks. And I would be asking the same thing because, you know, how many people have wondered where their packages that they've been waiting for have gone after weeks and weeks of waiting past when it said it was delivered. And if that were me personally, I would be a bit mad at this squirrel. But maybe, just maybe, the squirrel had ordered some stuff and was waiting for it to show up too, you know? So, not every day you see a squirrel taking packages or your food in broad daylight. Maybe they should be calling the cops on this squirrel and throwing it behind some mini bars so that that squirrel learns his lesson as to what happens when you commit a crime. Because as they say, if you can't do the time, don't commit the crime.